आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
एकमेव अद्वयं ब्रह्म नेह नाना अस्ति किञ्चन। एकम एव अद्वय ब्रह्म दैट मीन्स सजातीय विजातीय स्वगत भेद रहित ब्रह्म। न इह नाना अस्ति किंचन, न नॉट इह इन दिस ब्रह्मन देर इज नो नाना, देर इज नो डुप्लिसिटी और मल्टीप्लिसिटी और प्लूरलिटी। दैट मीन्स ब्रह्मन इज वन ओनली, ट्रूथ इज वन। नाउ we all believe seeing is believing, seeing is believing, but Vedanta does not believe in this. We all say I am seeing, therefore this is true, this is real. Vedanta says no, what you don't see is real and what you see is unreal. What all we see, yad drishyam, whatever is perceived, tad jalam, that is inert, tad vikari, that is modifying, tad vinasi, that is destroying also, tan mithya, that is mithya, that means that stay for only one period of time, tad asat, it is not real. Why it is not real? Sat is that which remains in three periods of time. But the whole world get negated in deep sleep. Therefore, this whole world is asat. So, seeing is believing is not applicable in Vedanta. Not applicable. Atman, Brahman, we can't see, but the Atman, Brahman is real. Atman or Brahman is real. And whatever we see is So, Vedanta is just ulta. You know, whatever is our understanding, it's just reverse of that. So far we have covered 72 topics of Vivek Chudamani, whatever Shankaracharya has said in the index, there are in all 77 topics. And like, why this human form is so important? Who can get this knowledge? Sadhan Chatushta Sampanna. Then we did Vivek, Panchakos Vivek, etc. What is this Atman? What is Maya? Different topics we covered. Now we are coming to the 73rd topic, which says experience of self. Experience of self. Who can experience and how can one experience? This Shankaracharya is saying in the verse number 472 to 479. There also he has said, but now he is saying more forcefully. To the point. To the point. Let us see 472.
Nirasta raga vinirasta bhogaha. Nirasta raga vinirasta bhogaha. Shanta sudan sudanta yatayo mahantah.
Shanta sudanta yatayo mahantah.
Vigyaya tattvam paramitadante.
Vigyaya tattvam paramitadante.
Prapta paranirvritimatma yogat.
Prapta paranirvritimatma yogat.
Nirasta raga vinirasta bhogaha. Shanta sudanta yatayo mahantah. Vigyaya tattvam paramitadante. Prapta param nirvritimatma yogat.
Fourth line. Prapta param nivrittim atma yogat. Prapta means gain. Prapt karlo. Get it. What that? Param nibritim. Param means supreme. Nibritim means bliss. How? Atma yogat, as a result of self-realization. Attain this supreme bliss. That should be the goal of our life. I should get this supreme bliss. How? By realization of the self. Now the question comes, how to realize? How to realize? Come to first line. Nirastaraga binirasta bhogaha. Nirastaraga, who are rid of attachment. Raga, you all know. Nirastaraga. Then said, binirasta bhoga. B means vises rupena. Again, the nirasta word is there. Vises rupena nirasta bhoga, who have given up all sense enjoyments. Okay, to give up raga and give up bhoga. Bhoga means sense enjoyment. Okay, so what is the difference between rag and bhog? What is the difference between the rag and bhog? Rag is inside, bhog is outside. Rag, the attachment is inside. And where is bhog? Sense object? They are outside. Rag is connected to bhog, but bhog is not connected to rag. I like bhog, ice cream, outside. But ice cream does not know that I like it. Sense object does not know. But I am attached to ice cream. I like, I desire. If there is no raga, if there is no attachment to ice cream, even standing in the midst of different types of ice creams of the world, I will not be agitated. I will not be agitated. Okay. So which one should be given up first, rag or bhog? We have to give up both. Rag and bhog. Which one to be given up first? Bhog. Why? You see, after our grihastha ashram, we have got the banprastha ashram, going to the forest. Why going to the forest? Going to the forest means that you go to the Himalaya. You are getting different type of ice cream here in Chicago. When you go to Himalaya, you will not get any ice cream there. Of course, nowadays everything is available everywhere. But earlier, these bhogas were not available. Here you can find Chinese food, then Thai food and American food or Italian food. I was surprised to see in Badrinath Chinese food. It has reached there also. Earlier it was not there. Why? Because bhogas are not there. Why have to go Himalaya? To force myself so these things don't attract me. How long it is required? For some time. Why some time? Like you sow a seed, when it grows, you need a fence to protect it. When it grows, after that fencing is not required. When I am not in touch with the bhoga for some time, and then I come back, now the bhoga will not attract me. Bhoga. So first we have to control bhoga. So what is it? Stay in ashram forest, river of the bank, where their bhogas are not there. No sensing objects are there. Nirastaraga, and be nirastabhoga means give up attachment, give up sense of enjoyment, and what happens? You are not affected by that. Therefore, Bhaj Govindam says, Yograto va bhograto va sangrato va sangabhina yasya brahmani ramate chittam nandati nandati nandateva. Yograto va, if your mind is in the Brahman always, whether you are in the yoga, whether you are in the samadhi, or in the bhog, doesn't matter. Many people criticize, are why this sannyasi is in the 5-star hotel, he is having lunch here. Are what do you know about his mind, state of mind? Where is mind? His mind is reveling in Brahman. Yoga ratoba, bhog ratoba. Whether he is alone, sangha ratoba, sangha bihina. Doesn't matter. Whether he is alone or with the company of many people, doesn't matter. Yes, brahmani ramate chittam. See, where is his mind? His mind is reveling in Brahman. Nanditeva, nanditeva. Enjoying, rejoicing. Then what more is needed? Santa. Santa means who are calm. Who are calm means the mind is peaceful. Sudanta. Sudanta. Sudanta, who are well, very well controlled. Controlled in the senses. It's nothing but sum and dum. Santa and Danta. Sudanta. Yata, such masters. Mahanta, who are identified with the glorious self. Mahanta. Yatya means who are putting in effort. Number one meaning. Yatya means one who are putting in effort. And yatya also means the sanyat, those who have controlled their mind and senses. Mahanta, they are great people. They are not ordinary people. Those who have controlled their mind and senses, those who have realized the self, they are not ordinary people. It's a great achievement. Other achievements are all easy, you know. But it's achieving this, controlling your mind and senses and realizing your own self, is the greatest achievement of the world. Greatest achievement of the world. Vigyaya tattvam paramayetatante praptaha. Vigyaya, they have realized. Vigyaya tattvam, they have realized the truth. Which truth? Param, which is supreme. Etat ante, at the end of this. At the end of this means either at the time of realization or at the end of the body after exhausting prarabdha. After exhausting prarabdha. What will happen to them? They will get videha mukti. So vigyaya, vigyaya means jnana prapti antare. Vigyaya etat ante means jnana prapti antare. A jnani must know about Brahman before experiencing Brahman. All we have to know first Brahman. First we have to go and to the Guru to know about what is this Atman and Brahman. First is Sravan. Then you should make it manan, doubt-free knowledge. Then you enter into Samadhi. Then you enter into the Samadhi. And you will experience. Prapta. Prapta means after the end of the prarabdha or after realization, what you will get? Ananda. While living, he can get ananda. Or even after death also, he will get merged with the Brahman. So some people may take long time, other may take less time, depending on your vasana. Those who are yog-brushed in the earlier life, they get it quickly. In the childhood also, they get Raman Maharshi without Guru. He got it. They get it. Param Nibrittim Atma Yogat. Param Nibrittim, he gets the supreme bliss. He gets mukti. Mukti. So what are the steps? What we have to do? First we have to handle rag and bhog. Rag attachment and bhog. We have to, step number one, we have to handle. Number two, handle mind and senses. Incidentally, we are discussing how to remove rag and dvesh in Bhagavad Gita also in chapter 5. Yesterday we discussed and this morning again we will discuss how to remove rag and dvesh. So handle rag and bhog, handle mind and senses, and handle your intellect. Intellect, buddhi, by buddhi you decide, this is my goal of the life. If buddhi decides, if the intellect decides, after that you start walking in that. And then realize, we must know the right means. What are the means? So means, Shankaracharya is explaining one by one. Santa, mind should be peaceful. For studying, the mind should be peaceful. If your mind is not peaceful now, then whatever you are hearing, it is not registering. It will not register. So peaceful mind is needed. Peaceful mind. So one teacher explained to the children how to reach Swarga, and after that he started asking the children, Batao kya karna hai, what are the means? Batao. Somebody said you have to do good karma. Another said you have to do yajna. Somebody said that you have to be honest. Another child said you have to die to reach Swarga. You see, the grasping is different. For each person, grasping is different. Somebody grasps 10%, somebody grasps 100%. It depends on individual mind and intellect. So it is sadhana, sadhya, vivek. What sadhana is to be done to reach their sadhya? Huh? We have to know, na? My goal is to reach there. So what are the sadhana? Rag, bhog, santa, danta. These are the sadhana. Suppose you are practicing asana and pranayama, ashtanga yoga. And after that practicing, if you say, I can't play harmonium. What relation harmonium has got with the practicing of asana and pranayama? If you want to play harmonium, then there is different sadhana, altogether different. So we have to know what is my goal and what is the sadhana for that. Is that so? So Shankaracharya is giving us all the sadhana and what else to be done, more are to be done, that is stated in next verse. But before that, Gurudev says, having explained the nature of reality, the teacher gives some practical suggestions for students who are trying to experience the Supreme. Your practical method for sadhana are being advised. All those attachment, nirastaraga, vinarastabhoga, one by one, Gurudev explained. Those who have completely controlled their sense organs and mind and have apprehended the reality within themselves reach supreme peace and contentment at the end of their prarabdha karma. There will be such all-enveloping bliss, absolute, into which they merge, that there are no more vasanas to excite their mind to run toward the deity in order to seek fulfillment. They become krit-kritya. Nothing more is to be gained from this world. Next.
Bhavanapidam paratatvam atmanah.
Bhavanapidam paratatvam atmanah.
Swarupam ananda ghanam vicharya.
swarupamananda ghanam vicharya vidhuya moham swamanaprakalpitam
vidhuya moham swamanaprakalpitam
mukta kritartho bhavatu prabuddhah
mukta kritartho bhavatu prabuddhah
bhavanapidam paratatvamatmanah swarupamananda ghanam vicharya vidhuya moham swamanaprakalpitam mukta kritartho bhavatu prabuddhah
Bhavan apidam paratattvamatmana swarupam anandaganam. Bhavan, O glorious seeker, api idam. Idam is this. Api means two. Paratattvam. Paratattvam is the truth. Atmana swarupam, real nature of Atman. What is that real nature? Anandaganam, blissful. O respected Shishya, if you want to know the real nature of Atman, then what is to be done? Last word of second line, vicharya. Vichar karo, discriminate, marganam kuru, manasam tukim margane krite. In Upadeshar also, Raman Maharshi says, analyze, inquire, what is this mind? Similarly, he said, discriminate, inquire about that Atma Tattvam which is Anandaganam, it is blissful. What else do we done, Shankaracharya? Vidhuya moham, shake off this delusion. And how this delusion has come? Swamana prakalpitam, created by our own mind. Swamana, it is not others' mind. My mind is creating all this delusion. Swamana prakalpitam, vidhuya, shake off, clean, moha, destroy it from root. Do vichar, discriminate. What is this moha? Moha is attachment, love, affection. Moha of our children, moha of our possession, moha of our gadi, moha of our body, car and house. It's all moha. Moha comes from the moha dhatu, vaichitte. Vaichitte means the vipreet. It is not understanding as it is. We are understanding just opposite. We think world is satya. Wrong understanding. Moha. Not understanding anything as it is called moha. From where this delusion has come? Swamana prakalpitam. We imagine, we project. How? You will find many times, suppose your mind is not able to grasp anything, it will immediately project this thing. If I ask you, do you know Ram Prasad? I hope there is no Ram Prasad here. You have never met, you have never seen Ram Prasad. But you will say, I think. Lo, are tumko kaun think karne ko bola? He is a good person or a bad person. We immediately say. So good or bad, who project? My mind projected. Swamana prakalpitam. So remove this perception, understanding by right inquiry. How do we, misinterpret any statement? If a politician say one sentence, next day you will find in all the newspaper how it is interpreted. Some will say, he said this thing. They will take out one sentence without referring to the past, whatever he said, or the whatever he said after that sentence, and they will interpret. Or one person saw the Statue of Liberty with the light. He said, what do you see? Well, it interprets the don't read in dark. You know? That there is a light, that means you should read always in the dark. Interpretation. Who is interpreting? My mind interpretation, you see. wrong interpretation. Mukta kritartha bhavatu prabuddha, bhavatu prabuddha. Maybe you become illumined, prabuddha. Mukta, being liberated, kritartha, and reach fulfillment. Prabuddha bhavatu, be enlightened, illumined. What is this? Illumined or enlightened, awakened from the sleep of avidya. It is enlightenment. Awakening from avidya is enlightenment or enlightened. Mukta, may you become mukta. Mukta from what? From the bondage. Bondage of what? Our bandhan, karma bandhan. Bondage of action. Kritarth, be fulfilled. What is to be done in this life is done. Shankaracharya already said, if you reach that goal in this life, what is to be attained in this life is attained. What is? Nothing more to be attained here. And we feel sometimes this kritartha whenever we attain something. When we everything. If I do my job successfully, I feel, fulfilled. It's not so. If my child pass exams with all A, I feel fulfilled. So if we achieve this final goal, the realization, I will be kritarth. Shankaracharya said, achieve this as soon as possible. As soon as possible. Gurudev said, the topic which was started when the seeker asked him that I am burning from the sorrow of this world, is there any way out? At that time, Guru said, Ma bhaishta vidvan tabna asti apaya. Fear not, O learned one, there is no danger to you. I will give you upaya. There is upaya. That topic ends here at the verse number 470. It started from verse number 43 and is ending here. So Gurudev said this thing. Gurudev says, in the early part of the text, the Guru had promised the student who had surrendered at his feet by saying, fear not, O intelligent boy, there is no danger for you. That was in verse number 43. I shall prescribe to you that path by which all others have crossed this sansar in the past. By the time Shankara comes to verse number 471, he finished prescribing the path of disciple. Now he says, thou too, O learned one, having directly experienced this Supreme Self, which is of the nature of bliss absolute, go completely beyond the pluralistic world, which is a projection of thy own mind. Whole world is projection of my mind. In deep sleep, mind is not there, world is not there. Always remember, this world is projection of my mind. When the mind is active, world is there. When the mind is not available, is dissolved in deep sleep, world is not there. Therefore, this world is projection of mind. The BMI, PFT, OET are not the self. We have the idea that we are them. Dehoham. This is our understanding. But we have already seen that BMI, PFT, and OET, they are not self. They are all, this is delusion. Understanding that they are real is delusion. Having removed this delusion, he who has awakened to the higher plane of consciousness is liberated from all weaknesses of mortals. Adhyas rupa bandhamukta. May you too become fulfilled, fully awakened to the higher plane of consciousness. Okay. Now, Shankaracharya ji, tell me how to get this realization. Thoda sa hint to. Many times you have said, Shankaracharya ji, okay, I will tell you, I will repeat it again. Next.
Samadhina sadhu vinishchalatmana. Samadhina sadhu vinishchalatmana. Pasyatma tattvam sphutavodha chakshusha. Pasyatma tattvam sphutabodha chakshusha.
Nissangshayam samyagavekshitaschet.
Nissangshayam samyagavekshitaschet.
Shruta pradartho na punarvikalpyate.
Shruta pradartho na punarvikalpyate.
Samadhina sadhu vinischalatmana. Pashyatmatattvam sputabodha chakshusha nissangshayam samyagavekshitaschet shrutapadarthona punarvikalpyate.
Samadhina, the first word, samadhina, by samadhi. How can I get realization? By samadhi. Next, sadhu vinischal atmana. Atmana means the mind. Atmana, mind, binischal, nischal, totally quiet. Sadhu, sadhu is well, with the mind very well brought to complete quietitude. There should not be any thought in the mind. So by practice of samadhi, one can attain it. That is what we know, sravan manan nididhyasana. Ultimately we have to do sabhikalp samadhi, then come to nirvikalp samadhi. So the mind should not be agitated. Chitta vritti nirodha yoga, Patanjali says, chitta, mind, vritti, thought, nirodha, cessation. Total cessation of the thoughts of the mind is yoga. Is yoga. Here also same thing, sadhu binistala atmana samadhina. So before sitting for samadhi, two steps are there. Sravan, manan. Guru mukhat, sravanam. Then, that make that knowledge doubt-free, manan. Sometimes our intellect don't accept it. We consider ourselves more intelligent than the Shastra or the Shankaracharya. We doubt. Shankaracharya said so many years ago, he never thought about what is going to come after 1200 or 1500 year after. This is obsolete, outdated. Then he said, pasya atma tattam sput bodha chachusa, pasya perceive. After doing this thing, when the mind is seized, no thought, pasya, he says, see, perceive. Atma tattam, nature of the self. What you have already heard from the Guru Mukhat, Atman is like this. Sputbodha chakshusa, with the eye of perfect knowledge. So pay attention. We will all be able to see by which eye I can see. Not this eye. Eye of wisdom. Eye of wisdom. We have to transcend all our senses and mind to reach that state. Nissansayam samyak avichita cheta. Nissansayam, without doubt. Sansaya, doubt. Nissansaya. Samyak, perfectly. Avechita, understood. If you, chet, if you have understood whatever was said to you clearly, nissansaya, no doubt. No doubt about that. Samyak avechita, it has been made to attain the state of direct experience. So, sravan. About the Atma Tattva, what is this Atma Tattva? Then after that, you did the reflection on that. Now you go for Sabhikalp Samadhi. After that, when you reach the Nirvikalp Samadhi, you will find whatever you have studied, it is there. Nature of the Atman, you will find it there. Shruta Padartha na puna vikalpe. Shruta Ved Padartha, rightly heard from Guru. Shruta Padartha. Don't try to enter into Veda yourself. Don't even try it. It is so vast that if you want to study Veda, I want to study Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Athar Veda and all that, you will not be able to do it. You have to take the help from the Guru. Guru will pick up from here and there and will tell you this is the Tattva. Because 94-95% of the Veda is Karma Kanda. I am not interested in the Karma Kanda and go to Swarga. I am interested in the only 4%, 5% of the Veda. And the Upanishads are scattered all over the Veda. How you will find this person is the Gyanpanda? Who will tell you? Our Gurudev said the Gautam Buddha took so many years to realize because he did not study Gita. Pehle Gita padke usko baitna tha. He started from zero, he took so much of time. Suta padartha na puna vikalpayet, and after that does not become different again. The meaning of the word of the Shruti do not cause any doubt again. No doubt about this. So whatever you have heard from the Shruti through Guru about knowledge, same is seen in Samadhi. There is no more doubt. No more doubt. Therefore, focus meditation by steady mind and intellect. Gurudev said, till there is such an experience, there will be doubts. All traces of doubts are dispelled only when one apprehends this great truth. If you have understood the theme of the scripture, Shruti Padartha, that is the meaning of the Mahavakya, meaning of Mahavakya, Tattvamasi, you are that Tattvamasi, how you are that, without Upadhi. Once you have understood very clearly that, you have an intellectual appreciation of the self. Thereafter, when you experience the reality, your knowledge of the scriptures will be confirmed. Knowledge of the scriptures will be confirmed. Okay. Achha, Shankaracharya ji, do you have any proof of someone has experienced this Atman? Do you know somebody? Any precedence? Shankaracharya ji says, yes, I will tell you.
Swasya vidya bandha sambandha mokshat.
Swasya vidya bandha
sambandha mokshat. Satya gyanananda rupatma labdho.
Satya gyanananda rupatma labdho.
Shastram yuktir deshi kokti pramanam cha.
Shastram yukti deshi kokti pramanam cha.
Antasiddha swanubhuti pramanam.
Antasiddha swanubhuti pramanam.
Swasya vidya bandha sambandha mokshat. Satya gyanananda rupatma labdho. Shastram yuktir deshi kokti pramanam cha. Antasiddha swanubhuti pramanam.
Come to the second line. Satya gyana ananda rupa atma labdho. Labdho means gaining, attaining that atman. What is the nature of that atman? Satya gyana ananda. Satya means existence. Jnana, knowledge. Ananda, bliss. So after attaining the Atma Tattva of the nature of existence, knowledge and bliss, and how to attain this Atma Tattva? First line. Swasya avidya bandha sambandha mokshat. Swasya avidya, my avidya. Swasya avidya, ignorance. Swasya avidya, ignorance. Bandha sambandha mokshat. Through the liberation of one's bondage of ignorance related to oneself, when this ignorance is removed by the knowledge, ahankar is also cause of ignorance. Ego is also cause of ignorance. Because ignorance, ahankar makes us limited. I am only this much. Really speaking, I am infinite. But my ego says, you are only this much. And only this much. So when avidya is gone, bandhan is gone. There is no bondage. And we come to know Atma Tattva. So summary of the first two lines like is this. The nature of Atman is existence, consciousness, bliss. Nature of Atman, existence, consciousness. And how to remove it? Remove ajnan by getting knowledge. How to remove this avidya? Avidya is to be removed by vidya. So simple. Okay. Now Shankaracharya is giving three praman. Shastram, yukti, desika ukti, pramanam. Pramanam means the proof, authority. What are the authority? Shastram. Scriptures are the authority. Yukti, logical reasoning. Desika ukti, word of the teacher. Desika, who is guiding you. Desika ukti, whatever he has said, that is praman. So what is the shastra praman? Scripture openly and fearlessly say and declare. Follow it and you reach the goal. You reach the goal. Brahmavid apnoti param. Brahmavid, the knower of the Brahman, apnoti attains Brahman. Only you have to know, only you have to gyatva, not kritva. Only we have to know. Then in Mundak Upanishad it is said, asya mahimanam iti bita soka. What is the glory of this knowledge? Bita soka, you will go beyond sorrow. No more sorrow. In Isavasya Upanishad we have said, atmavit tarati sokah. Atmavit, the knower of the self, tarati sokah. No more sorrow. So one praman is the Shruti. In Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Bhavo jnana tapsa puta madbhava mahagataha. By penance they have come to me. Bhava, many, many people. Bhagavan says, has come to me. Not one, two, many have come to me. Yukti, logical reasoning. In Vivek Chudamani we have seen many reasoning, many logics. Panchakos Viveka, yukti. Different type of vivek we have done. Desika ukti, words of the guru are also proof. Now the seeker will say, oh guru, you take me under your shelter, under your umbrella. You teach me. And what is the teaching? Teaching is knowledge only this much. Jiva Brahma Aikya. Tattvamasi, this much is knowledge, that's all. Sar, essence of all Upanishad, all Vedant, all is only this much, Tattvamasi. You are that. So with the support of Shruti, Yukti, and Anubhuti, Atma Tattva is gained. Atma Tattva is gained. Then the last line says, Cha Anta Siddha Sanubhuti Pramanam. And one more praman is there. One more praman. Your own experience. When you realize you will come out, you will say, yes, this is right. Cha antasiddha. Antasiddha, one's own mind. Siddha means accomplished. You got it. Antasiddha. You accomplished. Swanubhuti. Internal realization. Your own realization. Pramanam. That also is praman. Shruti, yukti, anubhuti. Is the praman. So your own experience is also proof. If our own experience is the proof of Atman, then we don't need Shastra. After realization, I don't need any Shastra, Yukti, logic, kuch nahi chahiye. No guidance of Guru is no more needed. Khatam, all was gone. Now praman is my own experience. I can say yes. There is Atman, and I have experienced it. Anubhuti. A teacher asked a student, what is the shape of this earth? And as he was taught, he said, it's round. So how do you know it? Because the teacher says, the parent says, but there is no Anubhuti there. There is no direct experience. Anubhuti is not there. But once the Anubhuti becomes, after that, whatever is written in the book or the whatever teacher says, no more required. You go above and from the distance you see, yes, it is rotating. Then do you need any reference from any book, whether the earth is rotating or not? No, after Anubhuti, nothing is required. Okay. Own experience is the proof. Achha. Next.
Bandho mokshascha triptischa.
Bandho mokshascha triptischa.
Chinta rogya kshudhadayah.
Chinta rogya kshudhadayah.
Svenaiva vedayat jnanam.
Svenaiva vedayat jnanam.
Paresamanumanikam.
Paresamanumanikam.
Bandhamokshascha triptischa. Chintarogya kshudhadayah. Svenaiva vedayat jnanam. Paresamanumanikam.
Bandha, bondage, avidya, ignorance. Moksha, moksha means the liberation. Liberation means when the ignorance is gone, that is liberation. Avidya, mukti. Tripti, contentment. Chinta, anxiety. Arogya, health. Sudha, hunger. Adaya, adya means etc. Etc. means thirst, disease, etc. All of these are svena eva vidya, yata jnanam, are personally known by the person concerned. Bandha, I am bound, I am mukta, I am content, I am worried, I am healthy or unhealthy, I am hungry, thirsty. Who can tell? Svena eva vidya yata jnanam. It is experienced by me. Nobody else can say. Nobody else can say. Paresam anumanikam. And their inference. All others, they infer only. Infer only. Suppose you go to a party. Everybody is enjoying, laughing, happy. If you infer that everybody is happy, take any one of them, anyone, take him aside, talk to him. You will come to know what is coming out. All sorrow will come. But if you infer everybody is happy, Sven Anubhuti, ask him, are you happy? You are laughing, it's okay. What is your Anubhuti? Or in a party you are seeing a person is not eating. And you all been infer, he is not hungry. No! Ask him, he will say, no, this is not food which I like, you know. The food which I like, if it is given to him, he will eat. So we infer that he is not eating. Why? Because he may not be hungry. No, he is hungry. But our inference is, ask him, are you hungry? He will say, yes, I am hungry. Or somebody is sitting with eye closed, we all will infer he is meditating. Savikalp samadhi ka raha hai, he is going to reach nirvikalp. Ask him what you are doing. We are inferring he is meditating. Ask him if he is honest, he will tell what type of thoughts are passing in his mind. So never judge a person seeing from the outside. Never judge. Sometimes you will find a person looking very ordinary, I'm telling you. But if you meet and ask him, who are you? I know a person in Calcutta, residing in my own building. He was a doctorate, you know, and vice chancellor of Kalyani University there. When he will go to the market with a torn chappal,
Hawaii chappal,
and with a bag, a very weird type of bag and all that, his shirt and his pajama, all. If somebody sees, he will say, yes, he must be class 4 staff somewhere. Outer appearance. Ask him, who are you? So never judge a person seeing from the outside. Don't guess. One person was traveling with Gandhiji in the same train. He never knew that he's Gandhiji. Very ordinary dress. But when Gandhiji got down from the train and saw the whole platform was waiting for him with garland and all that, he came to know who is this. Person sitting next to Gandhiji, not knowing he is Gandhiji. We can't infer like that. So somebody saw Vivekananda in America with ochre clothes, laughed at him. Vivekananda said, don't judge a person from outside. We are from that country where inner values are valued. If somebody has got headache, Auntie Ji sometimes gets headache, I don't come to know. Unless he tells me I've got a headache. How can you come to know? You can't come to know. Or most of the time our children play this trick. They don't want to go to school. Mom, I've got some stomach pain, you know. And you can't know. How can you judge whether he's got a stomach pain or not? After 2 hours he's playing, time bus has gone. Now you can't go to school. So message of this verse is Swanubhuti is the praman. Don't guess. Don't guess. Swanubhuti. Your own experience will tell that. Next.
Tatastita bodhayanti. Tatastita bodhayanti. Gurava shrutayo yatha. Gurava shrutayo yatha. Pragyaiva tared vidwan.
Pragyaiva tared vidwan.
Ishwaranugrihitaya.
Ishwaranugrihitaya.
Tatasthita bodhayanti. Gurava shrutayo yatha. Pragyaiva tared vidwan. Ishwaranugrihitaya.
In reference to the last verse, Gurudev says, 476, just as the physical pains and hungers can be known only through the subjective experience, so too the reality has to be experienced by each one individually. As long as others tell us about it, we can only imagine what it could be like, but knowledge will come only through a direct experience. Tatasthita bodhayanti guruva srutaya yatha. Tatasthita, standing apart, bodhayanti, instruct disciple. Standing apart, guru, instructor, the student. Guruva, teacher, srutaya, scripture yatha. The scriptures is also like that. Sruta is also instructing. So many, many master teach shishya as per shastra. Shastra, standing apart. Standing apart. Gurudev said, they do not stand apart from the truth. They stand apart from us, the shishya. Guru, he is one with the truth. Who is the teacher? Teacher, he knows. Atma Tatti knows. He is one with the truth. But he is instructing. He is instructing the shishya. Pragya eva tared vidvanam ishwar anugrihitaya. Pragya, by illumination, by our own experience, eva alone. So we have to have our own experience. Tared would cross over. Vidvan, discriminative seeker. Ishwar anugrihitaya, and the grace of the Lord is also needed. So Vidwan seeker crosses Sansar Sagar. How? Pragya, by his own illumination, by his own knowledge, by his own experience. By own experience. So what are the things required? Guru and Shruti, they are external. Pragya, it is internal. Illumination has to happen inside. Guru and Shruti, they are outside. So when both are united, guru and experience, then what will happen? Knowledge will happen. Also needed, Ishwar Anugraha. Ishwar Anugraha. Grace of the Lord. Normally we say, four things are required. Four kripa. Shastra kripa. Shastra should reveal their meaning. Shastra kripa. Guru Kripa, then Ishwar Kripa, and fourth is Atma Kripa, most important. Unless I want, all the three are useless. If Atma Kripa is not there, then all three are useless. Guru Kripa, Shastra Kripa, Ishwar Kripa. You see, the Ishwar Kripa is always happening. Always happening. We are studying Vivek Chudamani every Sunday morning. Teaching is happening. Shastra Kripa is happening. But Atma Kripa is not happening. Many people are not able to come. Why? They are not interested. If Atma Kripa is there, then these three are available. Always available. Guru Kripa all over the world, it is happening somewhere or other place. Now with the technology sitting here, you can listen to Guruji sitting in Mumbai. But magar sabse pehle, I need to be Atma Kripa, I should be available for that. If I am available, then Guru Kripa is there, Ishwar Kripa is there. Ishwar is always with us, he is always suffering his grace. And Shastra will also open up. In Shastra it says, Lochanabhyam vihinasya darpanam kim karishyati. Lochanabhyam vihin, one person has got no eyes. So for him, what is the use of the mirror? If you have no eyes, this person will not be able to see his reflection. Suppose I have got the eye, but I don't have mirror. I still won't be able to see my reflection. Guru and Shastra are mirror. But we have no eyes to see. Guru and Shastra, mirror is available, but we are lochan vihin. Lochan vihin, Atma Kripa is not there. I am not ready to receive. I am not ready to attend. So what this mirror will do? Can't do anything. In the both cases, if the lotion is not there, the eyes are not there, mirror is there, I can't see. Or if the eyes are there, mirror is not there, I can't see. Guru is there, Ishwar Kripa is there, Shastra Kripa is there, I am not available. It will not happen. I am available. Now if the Guru and Shastra Kripa is not available, it will not happen. Knowledge will not happen. So all these four Kripas are required. And how this teacher is instructing to the disciple. It is just like the man standing on shore teaches on one in the boat who is not adept in rowing. Thus and thus you must row with your oar. So to the Guru and Upanishad standing on shore can only produce paroksha jnana, indirect knowledge. Whatever we are learning is all indirect knowledge. You have to apply and sit in meditation and with the Savikal Samadhi and Nirvikal Samadhi, make it your own experience. Make your own experience. The learner should cross the sansar by his own intellect, pragya, and the grace of Lord. Om.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.